97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey gave Sheriff Alfred Montgomery until noon today to quit. The sheriff said he was standing firm, saying he's done nothing wrong. And when that deadline came and went, Bailey followed through with his ousting effort.
Yeah. Yes, he did. You heard the bite earlier from the attorney general. In fact, we had him on yesterday. He's been all over the media. I think Reardon had him on yesterday afternoon, where he was in studio, I'll point out, to Kim St. Ange. He wouldn't get up and come in early for us. I gave him some grief about that yesterday. But in the meantime, we're dealing with the fact that the sheriff says he's not going anywhere, and the effort has now been filed in court. My friend Beavis Shock from Shock Law is on the phone with us this morning to explain to us what the Latin term quo warranto really means. Beavis, what do you think?
Well, so I did take Latin in high school, and I was very good at it because I didn't have to do anything but memorize a bunch of weird words, and a lot of the words are similar to modern words. Quo means the question, what? What does it mean? Quo. Quo warranto means by what warrant or authority. So imagine you're in the Middle Ages and some king is the boss in England and you're the local sheriff and you kind of start getting out of line. You start locking up people that shouldn't be locked up. You're stealing from your population. The king comes in and says, by what authority are you doing this? Quo warranto, meaning kind of the word authority. What are you doing this? And so the sheriff would have to come to I guess, a court that had then, and say, well, my authority as sheriff includes stealing from the people. And he'd say, no, he doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're out. And off he would go. And that would be the end of that. So that's the source. Now, we should really upgrade some of these terms. But on the other hand, they make it seem have lawyers feel mysterious and above other people. So Latin is always good. Hi, Kim. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
I like this explanation because I didn't know. You know, you hear these fancy words and it's like right over your head. What does that even mean, you know, officially? But that explains it because that's the question, too, is, and that was kind of what I was asking Bailey yesterday, was like, do you actually have the power, because he was elected, Montgomery, do you have the power to just remove him, basically, and what that process would even look like? How complicated is that?
Yeah, so here's what I think is going to happen. So he does have the authority. There's a statute, which is a law passed by the legislature, and there's also what we call in the legal game a rule. So the Missouri Supreme Court establishes rules of the game, like on a tennis match or basketball court. Here's the way we play. And the rules allow for an action like this against an elected official. Now, I'm not going to explain why, but some officials you can impeach, and some you get rid of by quo warranto. This is a quo warranto. So I think the attorney general has the guy pretty tight. But the first thing that's going to happen is that all the judges in St. Louis City are going to say, I'm not handling this. And that's called a recusal, because the guy who's managing the courtroom, his courtroom security, works for the defendant. So they're all going to say we're out. And that will take a week. Then the Missouri Supreme Court has to appoint somebody new. Now, I talked to a judge yesterday, a retired judge. He said, yeah, they do that pretty fast, Beavis. That's usually 2 or 3 days. So let's give them that. So they'll appoint somebody to come in from Rolla or Kansas City or something, some judge who's a properly appointed, duly sitting, proper judge, just not from St. Louis City. And they're not going to do somebody from St. Louis County either. That wouldn't make any sense. And then that person will come in, and then we have a thing in the law, a rule, which allows any party to say, I don't like that judge. I want a new judge. And that's
challenge.
Called a change of judge. You get one count, one shot at that. So by the way, the sheriff, Montgomery, has hired an ex-judge named Mason, Judge Mason, who is one of the most distinguished members of the bar, was a really popular judge. Everybody liked Judge Mason. Everybody thought he was very competent, seldom reversed by the Court of Appeals, tried a million cases, knows what he's doing. So Montgomery's hired a really good lawyer. He's going to ask for what's called a change of judge, and that will add another 2 or 3 weeks to the process. And Andrew Bailey won't do that, but that would apply. He doesn't trust the judges, which would be bad. And then we'll get at the merits finally, maybe in late July. That's my prediction. And the trial's going to take a while, right? I mean, you got to prove all this stuff.
So Sheriff Montgomery, and what you're telling us, is going to get to enjoy that brand new SUV he bought, despite the fact that the department has no money
for quite a while.
Yeah,
I think that's the deal to cut. So, hey, man, here's what we do. We give you 3 months pay. You keep the Tahoe. Get out of our hair.
That could happen. Absolutely.
That's why he bought it.
$52,000. And they're in a budget
deficit.
That's
a deal. What if he got that from Don Brown? I don't know.
Hey, but listen,
and did he negotiate him down? I mean, my wife and I buy cars once in a while, and I say, hey, honey, shut up. I'm a genius. I'll get a deal for us, which then completely fails. The guy says, I'm not cutting you a deal, Beavis.
Yeah, of course. Beavis Shock, listen, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for the explanation.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the Latin lesson.
I feel smarter.
Quo warranto.
After learning that.
I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Under what authority? Are you telling me to do that? So
I'll just use that casually when I'm talking to people.
You
just
should.
To sound fancy.
You should. That'll impress them. And then they'll have to stop and ask you, what does that mean? And then you can impress them
authority?
With your knowledge. Granted to us, given to us by Beavis Shock. Shocklaw.com. You can check him out there.